Wellington is set to get a new landfill on top of an old one. The City Council has approved plans to extend a southern landfill at a cost of $36 million. The piggyback option will see a new landfill constructed next door on top of one closed in 1996. Kate Green has more.
The problem of the slowly filling landfill has been on the council table for the past few years. It's been tasked with finding a new location and a solution for reducing the city's waste. Previous extension plans for the landfill were criticised for removing native bush and attracting rats even closer to the boundary of the city's eco-sanctuary, Zealandia. Councillor Laurie Foon says the option they've settled on is better for the environment.
This is different to the original proposed extension, which was pushing into Carey's Gully, which would have meant carving out more native bush, more detrimental impact on our streams with a much longer lifespan.
The area is currently covered in grass and gorse. Another option was a waste-to-energy plant, but this was voted down by the council. Ms Foon says it's a model which relies on the city continuing to produce large quantities of waste for it to work. The council plans to halve the amount of rubbish sent to the landfill by 2030. So far, two suburbs have borne the brunt of a problem caused by the entire city.
Wellingtonians, we need to be mindful that the Ōwhiro and Brooklyn communities are the ones that have been really bearing the brunt of Wellington's waste. So we make it and they take it.
The Brooklyn village sees up to 80 trucks an hour go back and forth from the landfill, and the locals don't like it.
We live on Ōwhiro Road, so we're on the main road. So, yeah, we certainly notice a lot of truck traffic going down there.
Yeah, I sort of quite often use that route to get down to the bay, so, yeah, it's pretty annoying.
There is huge truck traffic here down Ōwhiro Road all the time.
The trucks come thundering through. I've got two young kids who walk to the local school. They have to cross that crossing. Brooklyn School have put traffic monitors on in the mornings, which is great. It's really, really cool, but yeah, I fear for when they walk home.
But others say it's not as simple as wishing the dump was somewhere else.
The problem with these things is these legacy projects, it's where would we put them? Someone's always got to live next to the airport or the dump or the wastewater plant. I mean, of course, in an ideal world, I would rather not, but I chose to live here, I guess. I love it.
On the one hand, I guess you'd argue that there's a lot of space outside Wellington. If you look, you know, sort of, you know, just a little bit north, it opens up a lot. Whether we should be, sending our waste up, you know, there and potentially causing disruption to others who don't own that waste.
Also on the cards is a new facility for the city's solid sewage waste, reducing the amount that's piped into the landfill, and a new scheme for green waste. When the new landfill opens in 3 years' time, the aim is to have much less rubbish to put into it.